In April, the United Nations adopted a resolution on drowning prevention, establishing it as an issue of international significance. New Zealand, along with more than 80 countries worldwide, co-sponsored this. I talked to Nicola Keane Bigler from Drowning Prevention Auckland about World Drowning Prevention Day that happened yesterday.
So drowning is the leading cause of recreational death and the third highest cause of accidental death in New Zealand. The fatal drowning rate is 1.59 per 100,000 people, and this is at the higher end of the OECD countries. Last year we had 74 deaths due to drowning, so there is still more to do as a country to address drowning.
In April of this year, the United Nations adopted a resolution specifically on drowning prevention and established an international or World Drowning Prevention Day, with New Zealand and more than 80 other countries sponsoring this. So what do you believe declaring drowning prevention as an issue of international significance will achieve?
I think this is absolutely fantastic because drowning is very silent and it's very invisible. So an international focus really raises this issue as being important. It enables us to come together globally around how we address this, and we're already doing that with a lot of our research that does inform program development around the world. So I think it really does help us all affirm that we do need to collaborate, we need to come together. This issue isn't going to go away with the way that we're currently working.
While a lot of our listeners might not be swimming right now, as it's winter, it's a key time for sort of teaching children water safety skills. So is enough being done here in New Zealand to ensure that all children have basic swimming and water safety skills?
There is a lot of amazing work being done across the country, and there's many programs in place to support children to learn to swim and to learn water safety. There definitely needs to be more done in enabling every child to have access to that education. And part of that, if we could get some curriculum changes so that it was part of the curriculum for every New Zealand child had a right to learn how to swim, and additionally water safety skills. So drowning prevention isn't just about knowing how to swim. It's what do you do if you unintentionally end up in the water? How do you keep yourself safe? So it's both of those being of equal importance. And there's many barriers for some of our communities around the cost of swimming lessons, access to pools, school pools now closing down. So there's a lot of work happening across the sector of how we address these barriers, but certainly having every child learning these skills will greatly enhance their ability to enjoy the water safely.
Yeah, so what are some initiatives that Drowning Prevention Auckland are working on right now in this area?
So Drowning Prevention Auckland has a number of education programs across all ages and stages of life. So we do work with early childhood, we do work in primary school, secondary schools, and also with pre-service teachers that are coming out of tertiary organisations. And I'm also really proud of our work around ethnic communities. So we have an Asian advisor, we work with New Settler communities, we have programs for Māori and Pacifica. So our breadth and depth of programs is significant, and that some of the collaborative work that we're doing that also enables us to work with other sector partners to address region-wide issues around drowning. We've been working for 15 years with SETS Lifesaving Northern Region and Auckland Council on rock fishing on the west coast, because that has been a key area of drowning for many years. And that's an exciting example of what can be achieved when sector agencies come together with their skill and expertise. Another one is some work that we've done at Hinua Falls, again with Auckland Council, Water Safety New Zealand and YMCA, at how can we keep a waterfall environment safe for people visiting. So we still want people going there and enjoying the waterfall, but we really don't want them swimming there. So we've trialled a water safety advisor program there, and we're now looking at how we can address signage differently and how we can potentially use technology to highlight hazards as people, 300,000 people that go there each year, so that they know what the hazards are.
Do you have any general advice for some things people should be aware of when it comes to water safety here in New Zealand?
Well, personally, I'm an absolute advocate for under fives. I think our young children are relying on adults to keep them safe. And if the one key message that I could get out today would be about active supervision, that drowning happens really quickly. It can happen under 30 seconds in 4 centimetres of water. So whenever you're at a water environment with your family, please stay off your phones, please keep an eye on your children, and be within reach if they get into trouble so that you can prevent them from drowning.
And just lastly, what would be the priority actions, in your opinion, that should happen following World Drowning Prevention Day yesterday?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity as we have just launched Waiora Aotearoa, which is a sector-wide water safety strategy across New Zealand. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to continue to come together in the right way to really champion drowning prevention messages and activities and programs throughout the country. And I'm, you know, really excited to be part of that and really doing our piece within Auckland to lead that implementation of the strategy so that all Aucklanders are safe and on and around the water.